On the show today, we have FaceMe's founder and CEO, Danny Thompson, talking about the significance of digital human technology for financial services in today's marketplace. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and we are talking to FaceMe's very own Danny Thompson. You guys are reporting live from the Think Conference in, is it San Francisco? Is that correct?
Yeah, live from San Fran here at IBM Think. Wow. It's pretty cool.
Impressive. How, before we get going, how's the show going? How's the conference going?
It's only just started, so but it's off to a good start. And I tell you, it is a big conference. There are a lot of people here. So,
and that's the way you like it. That's the way you want it.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have some pretty cool technology. I first was introduced to you guys last year's Money 2020, where I interviewed you guys, and you guys did a quick demo on our show, and it was incredibly impressive about digital human technology, and it's technology that's just blowing a lot of people away, and it's just really impressive stuff here. So before we get into kind of some announcements and digital human technology, give us a quick summary on FaceMe. What are you guys all about? What do you want to accomplish?
Yeah, so we're ultimately all about bringing emotional connection into the digital world. And really what we believe is that as we become more and more digital and as we rely on machines more and more for common life tasks, the reality is if we can humanize that and we can create emotional connection, we can actually solve for a lot of challenges that might exist, whether it be creating better customer experience, maybe it's about understanding situations better using vision and things like that,
yeah.
But also just making people feel better about what they're doing, and you know, that could be anything like judgment and dealing with just the fact that you feel uncomfortable sharing about things that you might not share with a normal person as well.
Yeah.
And we believe digital humans are just such a perfect interface for that.
Yeah, indeed. And so tell us about MIA. And MIA is an acronym for My Interactive Agent. So tell us about MIA real quick.
So when you think about going for your first home loan experience and all the questions that you might have as you're going through the application process, MIA is there to support, you know, the many, many questions that exist through that process. And also, obviously, connect to the customers to try and make it a really easy experience. Mm-hmm. And take the friction away from the application process.
And she is literally a digital human. I mean, it's like looking at you or me, and you're asking her questions, and she is responding, and she's got a bit of an attitude sometimes too. She's got a bit of a sense of humor as well.
Yeah. Her persona, you know, is all designed around that. So, like any organization that thinks about digital humans, they think about how do we embody our brand and use that to, you know, really connect with our customers along with solving the problem that the customer's looking to solve. And, you know, Mia's just like a well-trained employee where you want them to be friendly, to have their own personality, but ultimately to help the customer.
And it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun too. You know, digital financial services shouldn't be as, you know, as dry as the Sahara Desert. I mean, there's a little bit of fun here as well. There's a cool factor too. So if your financial institution is using something like this, well, word of mouth is going to spread, don't you think?
Yeah. And the other good thing about this is not only is it interesting and fun and helpful, you know, the other big challenge that financial organizations have, as you and I know, is how do you ensure that it meets the regulation requirements? Is it auditable? You know, is it consistent? Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that we have in our humanity is we can have things like greed and other influences that take place, trying to convert people to home loans that maybe they couldn't afford and things like that. We know that there's history in the financial sector around that, and it's something that is getting a lot of focus right now. When you think about MIA and digital humans, we can ensure that they're auditable and programmed to be giving the best advice in the right circumstances every single time.
Yeah.
And that's consistent advice as well. And I think that's also what makes this kind of technology so exciting.
Yeah, indeed. And you guys are just the tip of the iceberg right now. It sounds like you guys are just getting off the ground with some announcements and things like that. So, I mean, what's next steps for you guys?
We genuinely believe that the world in 5 years, 10 years time is going to have a huge influence of AI, and the interaction between man and machine will be highly conversational. So digital humans will have a big part to play in that, both in retail sectors, in education and healthcare, and as we know, financial services, you know, and we also believe that this technology, whilst it will support some of the mainstream requirements, it's also an opportunity to help those that are probably less serviced. If you think about people with disabilities and how this technology could help with that, or financial literacy or retirement planning, you know, these are areas that are, have often high costs to serve for financial organizations, and it's a really hard model to scale. And with this kind of technology, we can really address some of those problems.
So I want to talk to you about the prevalence of this technology. How prevalent is it in today's day? I know we're just kind of starting out with it, but how prevalent is it out there right now?
Yeah, it's something that obviously we care about a lot, because we don't want to be too soon, or, you know, also just trying to understand, you know, how do users feel about that? Uncanny valley is something that's talked about a lot with this kind of technology as well. Is this really, you know, making you feel comfortable and natural and it's enjoyable, as opposed to this is weird, or, you know, all the sci-fi geeks like me, we love it, but no one else does, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, what's been really interesting on this journey is just the way that people have connected. It's actually really interesting when you actually study the human brain and just the human science and how social connectedness and how we actually connect. So, you know, so what we've seen with customers and the way that they've interacted has been really great, because they've been able to really show us that people enjoy connecting on a human level, even if it's not human. So humanizing machines still adds this incredible learning around how we enjoy a smile, even if it's not human, or the way we connect to a positive attitude, even if it's not even a human character. It could be a robot, you know, and this is all things that we're learning right now. And I think what we'll see in the future is a lot of brands embodied and represented by either characters. You know, it could be a gecko, it could be a digital human, but ultimately it's to you. And that's what becomes quite powerful.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, and last question, I'll let you get back to the conference there. Why is this technology so significant today? What's the importance of it today? Why should financial institutions be interested in this technology?
And so because they're driving it through digital channels, you know, there's the real risk that they're losing emotional connection and human touch with their clients. And the problem when you're in a commoditized industry is that people are just going to evaluate you on price and product, and even that gets quite tricky for them, right? They're playing in tiny, tiny margins already. So customer experience is so key, and this kind of technology enables them to really create experiences that customers value, and actually a connection back to an embodied brand that will form loyalty. And those are the kind of things I think they can really start to build around in a digital world. I think that ultimately is why it's so valuable. And then it flows through to the fact that they can serve those who aren't served well. It's obviously also supporting cost to serve initiatives as well that they have to do, and maintaining their margins of growth. So that's you know, really what they're focused on, and why this technology is so important.
Yeah, I think it could be a differentiator as well. So it really makes you stand out from the crowd, for sure.
Totally.
All right, Danny. Well, I'll let you get going. Anything else? Where can we find out more? Is it FaceMe? What's the URL? Where can we go find out more about you guys?
Yeah, look, you can follow more information on FaceMe.com. And also follow us on LinkedIn. We have a huge number of posts that are going out, and white papers and blogs. They're really feeding into what's happening in the sector, what's happening in the industry. And if you're really interested in it, that's a great place to get more information.
Right on. Well, we will put the links and stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it and follow you guys. And I think I'm fascinated by this technology, and I'm very happy for your guys' success already. So I look forward to hearing more about you guys in 2019. Should be fun.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I really appreciate your support and interest. And thanks again for having us on your show as well. It's great.
Anytime, sir. Enjoy the conference as well.